couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gadi Placido, and the Celtics fall to the Atlanta Hawks 120-118. The Celtics led this game by 30 points. 30 points. We outscored Atlanta 44-22 in that first quarter. Started off the second quarter, unbelievable. And it all went downhill after that. Celtics actually got outscored in the second, but it was after the Celtics really got out to a massive lead. Again, ballooned that all the way up to 30 points. And then I believe the Hawks went on a like an 18-6 run in the third quarter, in the second quarter. And third quarter was just an absolute shit show. Got outscored 34-22. And then again, outscored in the fourth, 30-22. This was rough. This was a game that the Celtics looked like they were just absolutely clowning Atlanta. No Jrue Holiday, no Derek White. They went in this game starting a lineup of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Sam Hauser, Porzingis, and Horford. One of the largest starting lineups you will see across the NBA. And it worked. Everything went swimmingly in the beginning of this game, but it didn't last. And you can't blame it on missing two guys, because honestly, I'm pretty sure the Hawks were starting a 10-day guy. They had like seven guys that were on the injury report. There is no excuse for what we witnessed tonight. With that being said, gonna try to break this podcast down, same as usual, run through player of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows, already talked about some negatives here. But to get things started, honestly, don't really know who I want to give player of the game to. Maybe Jaylen Brown. I mean, I think overall his game was fine. 24 points, 4 rebounds, and assists, 3 steals. So defensively, he was solid. Got out in transition a couple times, which was solid. Hit a couple shots down the stretch that were huge. Couple good mid-range pull-ups, solid. But overall, I mean, again, you needed a little bit more. Jason Tatum had 37 points in this one. 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block. Again, stat line, great. However, fourth quarter, 8-second violation with nobody in front of him. Nobody turned the ball over. Had just a couple of boneheaded plays, couple bad shots. So you needed more. Overall, I mean, again, you look at the stat line, it's great. Not much to argue with there. Porzingis, I thought, was pretty good in this one. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks. Had the biggest block of the game. Clint Capella, huge rebound. Went to put it up, and Porzingis comes in and just swats it. The Celtics were up 114-112, right? The game ended pretty damn close, 120-118. So this was very close to the ending of this game. Clint Capella had the opportunity to tie it at 114, and Porzingis, monster block. So, listen, guys stepped up. They made big plays in big moments, but it wasn't enough. Peyton Pritchard, honestly, thought was excellent in this game. The shot from beyond the arc wasn't there. It was 1-5 from 3. 15 points, though, 6 assists. His third quarter kept the Celtics in this game. Right, he had 10 points in that third quarter. He was very, very good through the majority of this game. But again, you need a little bit more. 1-5 from 3 isn't what you're paying Peyton Pritchard for. And I know Peyton Pritchard's not strictly a guy that's going to go out and shoot threes. He is meant to be like your traditional point guard coming off the bench. And he did fulfill that role. He had 6 assists in this game. Overall was solid. But he's also one of the best shooters on the team. He needs to hit those threes. This is a game. The Celtics came out. They were up 23-10 midway through the first. We were up 44-22 after the first. We doubled them up in the first quarter. Had 18 points in the paint, 7 points off of turnovers, while turning the ball over 0 times in the first quarter. All right? Had 17 assists on 27 field goals made at halftime. excellent, excellent basketball. And it did not continue. Again, 17 assists at halftime. They ended the game with 21. That is 4 assists in an entire half, which is embarrassing, right? There's not a whole lot of positives to take. I mean, you look in the very beginning of this, give the guys some credit. They recorded their 70. They had 70 points at halftime for the 17th time this season, which is an NBA record. Love to see that. They started the game 5 of 7 from 3. They didn't end it that well, right? So this was this is tough. This is one of those games, like, you need to find a sound to exemplify it. It is womp, womp, womp. That's it. Very, very tough game. Want to talk through some of the negatives, if I haven't done so enough already. Before we dive into that, though, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10, to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so let's talk some negatives here. You got to start with Sam Hauser. My God, the dude had so many open looks tonight. 2 for 10. Got slotted into the starting role, and he just threw up an actual dud. Absolute dud of a game. 2 for 10. The dude has been on fire, right? And this is why, after losing a 30-point lead, I'm still not worried about this team. I know there are going to be red flags. I know there are certainly things that you can be pissed off about. I get it. I am not in the least bit worried about this Celtics team. Sam Hauser, horrible game, offensively at least. 2 for 10. I don't think you're getting that from him on most nights. I think he's proven that recently. So Sam Hauser, really bad game. Jason Tatum, a couple of just boneheaded plays. Like I said, that 8-second violation, there's no excuse for that. He wasn't being pressured at all. Like, there was a guy 4 feet in front of him. He walked the ball up. He took his damn time. And this was in a situation where, because we slowed the pace down, because we were playing lazy, the Hawks got back in this. That is the worst time to be walking the ball up. The worst time. So, Jayson Tatum, couple bad plays, right? I already talked about Peyton Pritchard, 1 for 5 from 3. JB, there's not a ton of negatives. However, he did miss a couple free throws in this game. Only 2 of 4, so it's not like you went out and, you know, butchered it. But again, you'd like that to be a little bit higher. Porzingis, not his best game. He did have the monster block, but again, kind of out of rhythm. As good as the Celtics team started from beyond the arc, again, 5 of 7 from 3 to start this game, they ended 11 for 38. So that is, do the math there, 6 for 31. It's just horrible, horrible numbers. Right? Like, that's 19% the rest of the way. They had the four assists in the second half. Like, there are so many things that you can look to in this game and just shake your head about. Peyton Pritchard, excellent free throw shooter. One of the best on the team. 0 for 2 down the stretch. The Celtics were 13 of 19 in this game from the free throw line. It was horrible. Horrible efficiency. So, I mean, listen, we gave up 120 points. At the end of the day, that's what this comes back to. We lost because we gave up 120 points to the Hawks. Hawks are a high-scoring team, not going to knock them. However, they were down a million guys. Like, they were starting 10-day contract guys because they had literally nobody. Like, it's bad. Krejci, not great. DeAndre Hunter, horrible, horrible defensive player. Let him torture. Had 24 points in this one. Bogdanovich, good shooter. Did his thing out there. The Celtics just needed stops, and they weren't really getting it. Like, we let Bruno Fernando have 13 points. Bruno Fernando's the same Celtics, I don't know, center that averaged maybe 2 minutes a game when he was here. Didn't play at all. Played 19 minutes in this one. Again, partially due to the fact that the Hawks had nobody available, but still 13 points for him. The Celtics needed to do more on the defensive end. And honestly, it all comes back to just effort. Effort in general. They found themselves up by 30. They were locking in. They were defending at a high level. They were fighting through screens. They were switching excellent at points, right? And then it all slowed down. They stopped pushing the pace. They stopped trying to get mismatches in transition. And it led to the whole game slowing down. The Hawks got back. The Hawks were able to get back in transition. They didn't have to rely on transition defense. And the Celtics reverted back to ISO stuff the entire second half. And, like, I can say that all I want, right? But the numbers prove that. Like, four assists in a second half is horrible, right? It shows that they tried to rely way too much on ISO. And listen, we know that the Celtics have a lot of really, really high top-end talent. And we know that they're capable of scoring from an ISO situation. You just know that they're better when they're not. Like, this team is performing at their best when Tatum was doing what he was doing earlier. He was driving to the hoop, kicking out, finding open guys for shots. JB was doing the same. They still went out. They still got their mid-range pull-ups. They still got to the rim. They got downhill. That's when they're at their best, when they're doing everything. And second half, it stopped, you know, it stopped just in general. They continued to get downhill. They continued to do their pull-ups, but they stopped kicking the ball out for easier looks. They're not getting guys involved. So you have to give a little bit of, you know, backlash to your stars because you need more from them. That's it. I'm done talking about the negatives. It's a shitty game to lose, but it's the front end of a away and away game. We're staying in Atlanta. We don't play them till Thursday, which to me makes zero sense. Celtics play Monday, Thursday in Atlanta. The Hawks play Boston today, Monday, right? They have another game on Wednesday in Atlanta and then back to playing Boston on Thursday. So I don't know if the Celtics are just going to show up to the game, maybe get a box and watch them play on Wednesday and just scout. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe that'll be a fun thing for Joe Mazzulla to do. Rent a box for the team. Go out, enjoy the game. Who knows? But really weird scheduling for the NBA. It is what it is. But Celtics have a couple days of rest. 2 days off. Of course, it happens to land on the next round of March Madness. So I'll have dual TVs going again for that, which is always fun. But, you know, that's it. Tough overall loss. We're back at it on Thursday. Brush it off. Doesn't really matter. Still have a ridiculous lead in the Eastern Conference. Still have a ridiculous lead in the NBA. You try not to make bad habits out of it. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we?